Goes from the Baal Shem Tov and Rabbi Nachman, Kedushas Levi. Sadly, let's continue. So let me begin with the Remez. The Remez, which really contains in it all that we're talking about. And it's really a Pella. We've been talking about the Machlokes between the Rashash and the Menchus Chinuch. What that means in Pnimius, in Avodas Hashem. Two different ways of thinking. We'll continue with that in a minute. The Rashash is the Oisius of the word Shoresh. I mean, his name is Reb Shmuel Strassen, but the Rashash is how we call him. The Rashash, the letters Resh Shin Shin of the Oisius Shoresh, for something to take root. And Minchas Chinuch is a Lashon of Hanocha, of placing the seed in the ground. Minchas Chinuch, Lahanchos, to put it into the ground. And that really contains within it the entire Machlokes, not only in Halacha, but in Pnimius as well. And that's what we're talking about. We understand that there are two Shlavim, there are two stages in Zviya. And later on, after we finish the Yisodas, we'll be able to talk about how this works in educating our kids, and how it works as far as husband and wife, all different in Yonim in life. There are two Shlavim when it comes to Zviya. One is the Hanacha, that's Minchas Chinuch, right? The Hanacha of the Zera, placing the Zera into the ground. And the second is that Pu'ula of the Hashrasha, the taking root and beginning to grow. These are the two stages, the two basic Shlavim, when it comes to Zriya, when it comes to planting. And we've been talking a lot about this Chakira, of what is the essence of this Melocha of Zoraya. What's the Melocha of Zoraya in the Lamatas Melochas? In Hilchas Shabbos? What's the essence of Zoraya? According to the Minchas Chinuch, the Zoraya is chayiv on the act of the Hanacha, Minchas Chinuch. The act of Hanacha, of placing it in the earth, even if it does not take root. We've been talking about this a lot. Even if it doesn't take root, therefore, even if you take out the Zera within the first 3 days, when it hasn't yet taken root, nevertheless, you're already over on the Issa Deraisa of the Malacha of Zoraya and Shabbos. That's the Minchas Chinuch. According to the Rashash, Oisius Shoresh, according to the Rashash, if there was never any Hashrasha, if it didn't actually take root, you took the seeds out before anything happened, that's not called a Malacha. Only when the Shoroshim are there, when it takes root, the seeds take root. So then, Lemarfeya, that seeding that took place on Shabbos, at the beginning of the week, that was Lemarfeya, retroactively, that was the Malacha of Zoraya B'Shabbos. So, what we're talking about, and this is what we're trying to understand, and we have to try to make very, very clear tonight, so we can move ahead with this piece from the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh. What's clear is that there are these two bechinas. There is that first bechina, that first aspect that is called the Hanacha Ba'adama. The Hanacha Ba'adama is Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dechura, the Zocha, the male, the seed that comes from the male. And we're talking about how that is understood in light of the Torah, what the Torah is. So Hashem gave us, we spoke about this last week, Hashem gave us this Zera, this seed. He's the male. And he gave that which is Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah. That's the first pu'ula when it comes to the Melacha of Zoraya. The second pu'ula is the gestation of the seed, just as it is the male seed in the woman's womb. There is the gestation of Torah Hashem in the womb of the Nekeva. And the Nekeva is who? Us. In the womb of Knesset Yisrael, the Nekeva. We spoke about Esther Karka Olam, that the woman is Karka, is the Adam, is the earth, that is fertile. The seed is planted, and the gestation takes place. The woman / earth is not passive. There's something in the koiches of the earth, in the Nekeva, in the mind and the heart of a Jew, where this gestation can take place, and all of the koiches that are contained within the seed of that Zera, for instance, the Torah says, The Torah says, "V'kasev l'sefer krisis v'nasam biyada." You should write for her, in the case of a get, you should write for her a book of separation and put it into her hand. What's a sefer krisis? What do you mean a sefer krisis? V'nasam biyada. Or the Torah says, v'zavachta. The Torah says you should shecht. You should shecht an animal. V'zavachta means you should kill the animal. You should slaughter an animal. How do you slaughter an animal? You shoot it. What do you do? How do you slaughter? You choke it? How do you slaughter an animal? So there is this zera, this seed of v'zavachta mi b'karcha. There is this seed of a kosev l'sefer krisis, this book of separation. We don't know what that is. It's a whole mesechta gittin. And v'zavachta mi b'karcha is a whole mesechta what? Chum. So that seed of separation, of shechita, of slaughter, those seeds were planted in Knesset Yisrael. And then it's the job of Knesset Yisrael, with the unique minds and hearts that Hashem equipped the Jewish people with, to develop, to draw out from the seeds of those psukim, through the drushes, through all of the tools that Hashem gave us, those seeds gestate within the minds and the hearts of the Nekeva of Am Yisrael, and bring forth the children, or the fruits, of Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Chakira of the Minchas Chinuch and the Rashash and all of the Rishonim Achronim, when it comes to Malach of Zareah, every machlokes you'll see, every discussion you'll see in the Rishonim Achronim revolves around the same issue. The Chakira is the shame, the geder of Zriah. Is it defined by the pula of the Zohar alone? The pula of the Zohar alone, of the Zohar, of placing it in the ground, the pula of the Zohar? Or do we say that no? That the Malacha of Zareya is either defined by what the Nekeva does with the Zera, how it takes root, develops through the gestation into a fetus, an embryo, and a plant, so to speak, a child? Or is it some sort of a shutfus of these two, of the Zohar and the Nekeva, which of course that's going to be how the Mekubalim understand all this, and we're going to get to that. This Yichud of Kitshabrichu and Knesset Yisrael, of the Zohar and the Nekeva, of the male and the female, of Hashem and Yisrael. All of the Chakiras in this Melacha of Zareya and Shabbos revolve around this question. What is the Iker? What's the shame? What's the gether of Zareya? Is it Zohar or Nekeva? Zohar Nekeva? What is it exactly? This is the Chakir. So, what we're learning, this is explained in the Tal Lechaim, Reuven Sasson. He works on this a lot in Tal Lechaim. It's all up to the Mekubalim, which we're going to see him in Shem Neshla Kodesh soon. This is the Machlokas regarding what exactly is the Inyan of learning Torah. And last week we just began a little bit to talk about this. What is it? What is the Inyan of learning Torah? What's this Inyan of Limud HaTorah? We saw that Chazal, in a number of places, compare the study of Torah to planting seed. Seeding and growing and so on. We saw that in a number of places. So the machloikis, as far as how do we define Limud HaTorah, and we saw in the Nefesh Chaim a little bit, how do we define Limud HaTorah? It's the same question. What is the Ikka of Limud Torah? What is the essential gether or shame of Talmud Torah mitzad each and every one of us when we're learning Torah? What's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Do we say that the Ikka of Torah is mitzad the actual blossoming and flowering and development of Torah, chidushei Torah, the growth of Torah? That would be the Rashash. Right? Growth, hashrasha, shirashim, taking root, growing. you and I coming up with new ideas, new concepts of Torah, new ideas, new concepts in our Yiddishkeit, in Avodas Hashem. That growth, is that what defines Talmud Torah? The Chiddush, according to the abilities of each and every one of us, because we daven every day, b'sein chalkeinu b'sar asecha. That means that you and I, each one of us, has a certain chelik of Torah that we are expected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the years of our lives, lifetimes, our gilgulim in this world, that over the course of all the gilgulim that we go through, you and I have to bring out that Torah that we were created to bring out, to grow that garden. Each and every one of us has a certain orchard, a certain garden that we were made responsible for. You don't have to be a Vilna Gaon. Each and every one of us has a garden. And Hashem gave each and every one of us the abilities, intellectual and emotional, to bring out that garden and to grow that garden in Teres Hashem. And the Iker is each person with his Chidushei Torah according to the Shorash of his Neshama. And that is the Rashash, Shorash, the Shorash of the Neshama. And growing that garden that brings more recognition and more awareness of Elokus, of God in the world. Each person, each every one of us, has to grow that garden by teaching our children. If a person, Chas v'Shalom, is not able to have children, doesn't have children, doesn't get married, doesn't have kids, then by teaching Torah, by talking Torah, by giving over Torah, and so on, and bringing that garden out of in his learning, and growing more and more Yiddishkeit in the world. That's the Rashash. What about that's the Rashash? Or perhaps, although there's no question that that's fantastic, listen, even the Minchas Chinuch wants things to grow, you understand? But the question is, what exactly is the essential act of Zareah? So the second Mahaloch, though, first anyway you want to count it, of the Minchas Chinuch is that we spoke about Bittul in Chassidus, which means the very fact that I sit and I learn. The act of learning. Not so much with the emphasis necessarily being on the results of my learning. What do I grow out of my learning? It's that bittul that's required of each and every one of you right now, after most of you have put in a hard day of work, and to sit down at the end of the day and to say, look, I don't even know how much I'm going to remember a half hour from now. I don't know what's going to come of any of this, but I do know this, that the Bari Olam, the Creator, has Nachas Ruach, and I sit and I open up a sefer, or I sit down to a shiur, and I learn Teres Hashem. It was the act of learning itself, that and the bittul that's required of a person to be mevatel himself to the Ratzon Hashem and to sit and learn. Now, which is the Minchas Chinuch, right? Now, there's not putting the seed in the ground, the Hanocha, l'haniach. Or, I came. I was here. I tried. The ikur is not what was produced. The ikur is the etzem habittel of my coming here, and the act of learning itself. There's no question that the Rashash sees that as something which is haflitic as well. You can't grow anything if you don't plant the seed. So there's no question that they both agree that to the significance of the act of Talmud Torah itself, and to the importance and the significance of growing something with your learning, something coming out of your learning. They both agree. The question is, what is the ikur? Is the ikur that hashpa that comes from above, the Torah Shebachsav, the Zohar, and that bittul to that Ratzon of Hashem, giving us the Torah to learn? Or is the ikur l'rabos, l'gadil, l'hagdil Torah l'hadira, to increase, to develop as the gestation of the seed takes place inside the mother's womb, the woman's womb? What is the ikur? Divrei Chacham, we learned, is kinetias, shaparim, v'rabim, that the inyan of the Chacham is, Chazal, and Torah Shebaal Peh, is pru'uravu. The Chazal gave birth to a billion things, svarim, and ideas, and concepts, and Yiddishkeit. So that's the question. The Rashash holds that the ikur inyan of Zareya is not the seeding. It's not the hashpah of Kadosh Baruch. That's not the ikur. The ikur is not Torah Shebachsav, according to the Rashash. According to the Rashash, the question is, was that Zera, did the Zera, did that take root inside of you? It's not just sitting and learning. Did it take root inside of you? And if it took root inside of you, something new will come from that. Something will grow from that. Something extraordinary will happen when that meeting of the Zohar and the Keva takes place. That's the Rishash. The Ikur is the gestation, the Ibud, the Pituach. I don't know, I'm trying to find the right words, but in Hebrew it's much better than in English. The Ibud, the Pituach, the development of that seed, that is the Ikur according to the Rishash. The Rishash says that the greatness of Torah is that shutfus, that yichud of the Zohar and the Nekeva, and we don't emphasize, the main thing is not the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that seed of Torah Shebech Tzav, it's what you do with that. What happens to that? Of course, he agrees that there must be bittul, there must be that submission to Hashem's will, and like we learned last week, allowing yourself the time to hear and to absorb and so on. The Rishash agrees with that, but that's not the Ikur Inyan of Zareya. The Ikur Inyan of Zareya is that it take root. Did it grow? And that's how we define the Melach of Azariah. According to the Mechaz Chinuch, remember the Mechaz Chinuch's lashon of Hanacha, putting the seed in. According to the Mechaz Chinuch, the focus, again, remember, he also says that it's gevaldik that there should be Chiddush Torah. The Mechaz Chinuch was a tremendous Mechadshin. He was a tremendous Mechadsh. But the Mechaz Chinuch, remember, he's coming already from the side of the Baal Shem Tov, right, from the side of Chassidus. The Mechaz Chinuch was a Chassid. And in the even though the Rav Shus told him that you should stay in learning, don't get so involved in the Chassidim. He didn't want him coming so much to the Tishon. He told the Mechaz Chinuch, you just stay in the Bais HaMidrash, don't get too involved with the Chassidim. But the Mechaz Chinuch was a Chassid. And as such, by the Mechaz Chinuch, the Ikur is the Etzem HaHanacha B'Karka, with all of the importance of Chidushei Torah and development and growth, the Mechaz Chinuch was focused on the Zoreya. On the Zoreya, on the Bari Olam, on the Creator, on Kodesh Bichu. That was the focus of the Mechaz Chinuch, on Kodesh Bichu. And therefore the Mechaz Chinuch, and those who are part of that, based on the Mechaz Chinuch also, remember, I have to, again and again, we have to remind ourselves, the Mechaz Chinuch also said, it has to be put, you remember, it doesn't mean throwing a seed into the sand, in the desert, it has to be where? In a place that can grow. And the Mechaz Chinuch agrees it has to be with Midaraisa. It's only if you have Kavana to be Zoreya. Not if you're having some Garinim. Right? You know what I mean. If you're just spitting out something, that's not. It has to be in a place that's Roi Lizriya and with Kavana Lizroa. With Kavana Lizroa. He agrees with that. That the person has to have that in mind. But right, therefore, even Chassid Chinuch says that if you put something in the ground with the kavanah to take it right out, that's not called zareya. So if you put it into fertile ground with the kavanah lizroa, and then afterwards something, whatever you change your mind, you take it out. He says that's still called zareya, but it's in the right place and with the kavanah lizroa, that's called already. That's called the melacha of zareya midaraisa. With this, we could understand a very very basic teaching of the Arizal. That's found in the Shahar Mitzvahs and Pashas Veschana, and this will help us to understand how the Sfardim, who will always go together with the Chassidim and all of these inyanim of Amuna and Pnimius, how the Sfardim have a certain hanhaga, which you see was very, very strong by Rabbi Nachman Schusilani also. The Arizal says, if a person spends his entire life learning Torah. Now stay awake over here. It's going to give you some chizuk for each and every one of us. The Rizal says that a person spends his entire life learning Torah, and he was happy going to the Beis Medrash, and he davened Hashem, give me my chelik in Torah, give me my chelik in Torah, and he went every day to Beis Medrash to learn. But two things happened to this Jew. As much as he tried, he didn't remember stuff afterwards. He just couldn't remember later on. He didn't remember. That's Aleph. He had a hard time remembering. That's one thing. Beis, he didn't create. He didn't feel that he created anything. He didn't come up with any new ideas. He didn't open up any big website for his, he didn't write any sefer with his chidushim. He didn't, come up with anything. He just tried to be that good guy that comes to the Beis HaMedrash, opens up the Mishnayos, does Shnai Mikra, tries to learn the Daf, tries to look into a Noam HaMelech HaKadoshes Levi, and just lives a Jewish life in that way. So the Arizal says that if this person's kavanah was to do what he could in the conditions of his life, with parnasa and with everything else that he was going on in his life, and trying to raise a family, v'chule v'chule, and all that's involved in being in this world, that he shouldn't think that chas v'chalila, that all of those thousands of hours that he put in over his life, of learning that he forgot, all of the thousands and thousands of hours that he put in his learning, and he was never ever able to sit like at the table by the chasna, like dazzle somebody with something, you know. It just, what are you supposed to do? You know, I learned the Mishnah in Marcus this morning. But he wasn't able to, like, say, so I had this daher in the entire, you know, it wasn't his Indian. It didn't happen. So the Arizal says, but this person shouldn't think that Chalila, that all of those thousands of hours of Hanochas Hazera, of being Mevatel himself to receive the seed that Hashem sent into his life, of Masechta Makis and the Daf and the Parsha, that receiving of the seed with great humility and bittul, he shouldn't think that Chalila, that it was Larik, that it was nothing, because he doesn't remember, or he never really was able to run with it and to make anything great out of it and so on. It's not Lehevel Arig. The Arizal promises each and every one of us, and we could trust the Arizal. He could take that to the bank. The Arizal says that Sof Kol Sof Yisar Pri Amoloi B'Yeshiva Shamala Legalis Chidushim Bar Hashem. That after he dies and he comes to the next world, in the next world, he's going to see that he planted a remarkable garden. He's going to see a magnificent orchard that he's not going to even know that I did that, that was me. And he's going to be shown this garden. As long as there was kavanah lizroa, and he worked hard, and he concentrated, and he did the best he could to learn, then la'osad lavo, the Arizal said, he is going to be able to in the next world to somehow meet, to encounter, to come into contact with Chidushim in Ruchnias that came as a result of when he sat down with the Mishnayos at night and he was trying to stay awake and he plugged through that Mishnah, that in the next world Hashem's going to say to him, come, I want to show you something. And they're going to take him into this Heichel of Torah, and he's going to say that, and Hashem's going to say, look at what you did. He goes, I did that? Yeah, you remember that? You went to the Shia Tuesday night, and then you did the Daf in the morning, and you did all that. I just listened to the shiur. I just did art school, whatever. I don't know anything. This is Marshall said, no, these malachim, these koiches, this ruchnis, what you were doing in the world, that you were all kinds of chef and hashpos, that you were magal in the world as a result of your learning. Therefore, to understand b'chlal the hanhaga of tzaddikim, by the Sfadish was beginning to say over Torah, even Sisrei Torah, even Pnimas Torah, or to say the chok, right? Was the Sfadish of tzaddikim is such a big Indian of saying the chok to Israel. And I remember the sweetest music was, you walk by the Bukharim, you hear them in Yerushalayim, but you pass by any Sfadish of Shechunah, and you hear them with the saying the Zohar Kodesh, you know, and saying over, you know, Torah. And Rabbi Nachman's whole dagesh, his emphasis on taking a tiyul through all of Torah Hashem, that a Jew should try to learn all of Torah Hashem. Even if it's not bi'iyun, even if you don't remember everything, you'll come back again. And the Ikar is what Arizal says, that la'asad lavo, you're going to first of all, anything that you learned and you forgot, the Baal Tanya brings this in Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that anything that you learned and you forgot is going to be given back to you. That means that anything that you and I learn and we don't remember, and we learned it with this humility, not to make ourselves into knackers or to show up, but with humility that we mevatel ourselves and we place the seed of Hashem into our minds and hearts, and we try to learn every single word of Torah that you and I learned and we forgot over the years, when we get to the next world, Hashem's going to say, you know, it's all yours. Every vort you and I ever heard, every Torah we ever saw, any Gemara you ever looked at, any Mishnah you ever went through, anything, it's all going to be given back in the Olam Ha'amis. So there are certain neshamas that they're drawn more towards Bekiyas. We spoke a lot about this years ago by Shuas and this Bechlel, the Sfaradim and the Chassidim. It's a very strong thing. This Hamshach at the Bekiyas, the Derech HaLimud by the Chassidim and by the Sfaradim, was always more to try to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, to learn Torah Kol HaTorah Kula. And the religious significance and the Devekas that came with the act of learning itself. Not that the Ikar is, what did I take out of it? How much do I know? How can I slug up? How could I slug up the Rebbe or something? That wasn't the Ikar. The Ikar was the long years of Avodah and Bittul, of Talmud Torah. And everything's going to be given as a gift. Everything is going to be given back to you that you did. And therefore, by the Chassidim and the Sfaradim, there was this tremendous, tremendous emphasis on the religious act of Talmud Torah itself, of Limud HaTorah. Even if it doesn't take root and grow anything that you could see, it's the act of learning itself. This is the Bechina of the Sfaradim and the Chassidim is, of course, is Chachma. The is Chachma. Chachma, Bittul, and humility. That's the Indian of the Chassidim and of the Sfaradim. And the Indian of the other side of Ashkenaz is Bina. And Bina is a wondrous thing as well. Bina means the Pituach, right? Bina is a lesson of what? Binyan. Development. Gestation. Development. And that was the Chidushim and so on that come as a result of that Hanacha, which is the in the mother's womb, that chidushim that take place through the course of that time of the gestation.
I only remember this because it was in this week's daf. This is very helpful. This week's daf says that a person learns and doesn't give it over is like a flower in the desert.
Right.
Nobody's there to appreciate it, to love it. Right.
Right.
So how does this?
I'm going to get to that. We're going to talk. We're going to talk about that, about Limud Ulalamed at the end of this year. I don't forget to right now, but Limud Ulalamed. That's why I said before that even this yid that he did his day in day out, his chok, and no big chidushim, he has to make sure to give it to his kids. To give it to his to say over Torah, whatever that Torah is, to say it over to his chever, to his friends. He has to talk about Torah Hashem. He has to say it at work. There's a friend of mine who wrote a whole sefer about faith in the workplace. You go to work and you could be a poshut yid, and at work you tell people about what it means to be erlich and how to and what the Torah says about it. It's not a flower in the desert. It's lumad olamid. There's no question. There's no question. That's for everyone. That's for everyone. But it was just Chaim and I were together on this trip. So there was this delicious yid came over to me, and told me this. Told me that they were talking about what happens in Olam Haba. So this yid came over and said to me that there was a Lubavitcher, a Breslover, and a Litvak. He said this at the table, that Lubavitcher, Breslov, and a Litvak, that they left, they died, and they left this world. And Nabach, they took him down to, they all three went to Gehenna. They went to a bad place. So there's three of them are sitting there, Nabach and Gehenna. And all of a sudden, Rabbi Nachman Susan walks in. Rabbi Nachman walks in, and he goes over to the Breslov, and he says, what are you doing over here? He said, you said Tikkun Klali, you went to Mikveh, you did Chatzais, Tikkun Chatzais. And Rabbi Nachman says, I promised what? I'll take you out. And Rabbi Nachman grabs this guy, and they run out of Gehenna. So now it's just Lubavitcher and the Litvak, right? So they're sitting in Nebuch and Gehenna, and the Lubavitcher Rabbi comes in. The Lubavitcher Rabbi says to this Lubavitcher, this Chassid, what are you doing here, Mendel? What are you doing here? Well, my Rabbi, I'm here. He says, your whole life you went shlichus, you were whatever in Vietnam on shlichus. and you learn chitas every day, you know, chumash tanya, till every day, and the Lubavitcher says, and he grabs him, and they run out of Gehenna. And Nebuchadnezzar Litvak's all by himself. So then his Rosh Yeshiva comes in, and he walks over and he says, I told you. See? Bye-bye. He didn't do what he was supposed to do according to his Rosh Yeshiva. This is Guna Shvet, what he said. You know, he said some Tehillim, but he learned a little bit Tanya, said some Tikkun Klali. He said, I told you this was going to happen to you. So the Arizal gives this tremendous chizik that the Minchas Chinuch, Hanacha, Liman HaTorah is a religious act. Itself, in of itself, that's called Zareya. Zareya Tzedakos Matzmiach Yeshuas. Zareya Tzedakos Matzmiach Yeshuas. Where do you see the Yeshuas? Not necessarily in this world. And nothing fancy comes necessarily of it. And you're not, and they don't look at you like you're some sort of a lamdan, and you don't care. It's not your inyan. You have kavan l'zroa. Your thing is to be makabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kud shebriyahu, to be makabel the Torah, and with the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, you do the best you can. Whatever you were not able to see in your lifetime or to remember is given to you. Is given to you as a gift later on. So this is the machlokas between the Rashash, Lashon of Shoresh, and the Minchas Chinuch, Lashon of Hanocha. Is there significance to the Etzama Kabbalah of the Zera? Minchas Chinuch says yes. That bittel and that inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Zoreya, and your dveikus to that Zvi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes. That's the Iker. And according to the Rashash, that's no question that's 100% a requirement, but that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is hashrasha, the growth and development that comes from that. Now here, we'll just be able to begin. Here, we're able now to understand also something very, very remarkable. The difference between Taurus Golis and Taurus Eretz Yisrael. And this again, Reuven Sasson explains in Talei Chaim. The difference between Taurus HaGolis, how we learned Torah and Golis all of the years, and the Indian of Taurus Eretz Yisrael, which we've spoken a lot about in the Rav Kook Shirim, the Indian of Taurus Eretz Yisrael, over the years. There are these two bechinas of learning Torah. There's what's called Taurus HaGolis, or Torah of Chutz Laretz, or Yiddishkeit of Chutz Laretz. So there's a Yiddishkeit in the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. The site of Golas, the secret of Golas, and even though it's there's in a certain way it's a limitation, but there's also something great about it. The site of Teres HaGolas is that for thousands of years we were in Mamish in the dirt. And we were dvuyim and schufim and miserable and sebrochen. And under those circumstances, in the misery of the desert that we were in Golis, it was very, very hard for us to be creative with our Yiddishkeit. It was very hard for us to blossom and to flower in the desert of our lives. It was very hard. Despite everything, there were unbelievable chidushim, Talmud Bavli. And we showed him Achrayim in Golis with everything, but the Hamoin Am, the average typical Jew, for the most part in Golis, the Yiddishkeit was very dry. It was very dry. It was a Yiddishkeit of Kabbalah's Ol, of Bittel, of Katnas. Our grandfathers and great-grandfathers, unless they were Rabbanim or Rebbes or something, our grandfathers and great-grandfathers did not sit Tuesday night, you know, and have a shiur like in this stuff. Maybe, you know, a little bit after Maariv or something for a few minutes, a half hour, an hour. It wasn't that. The long years of Golas, the Ikur Inyan of our Limud HaTorah and our Yiddishkeit was, again, I'm not talking about the tzaddikim, the, the Ikkar Limud of Klal Yisrael and Galus was, but in a Bechina of what? Bittul and Katnus. Just like an Eved, an Eved is not Mechadish anything, it's not Maisif anything. An Eved, he gets a job and he does it. A good Eved. An Eved Neman. The boss tells you do this and you do it. So the boss says you have to learn something in the morning, you have to learn something at night. Okay, I learn something in the morning, learn something at night, and you just do your job. That's the Indian of the Torah of Golus is that of an Eved. It's not with the Tosefes. Therefore, the Gemara says in Brachas that ever since the Chor Meseh Mikdash, Ein Lekash Baruch, what? Dalad Amos Shehalalacha Bilvan. Dalad Amos Shehalalacha. Keep halacha. Know what you have to do. Have a Jewish home. And do the best you can. For the typical Jew, for all the years of Golus, there really was not. There was very little development or change or progress and growth in Yiddishkeit until the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh came. Really, there really wasn't. That was already the beginning of the Ikvus of the Arish HaMashiach, was Baal Shem Tov. But until that time, there was very, 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 very little. It was almost completely the aura of the Zohar, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah Shebichsav, and Halacha and the Ratzon Hashem, without the aura of the Nekeva. You understand what I'm saying? Without the aura, without it developing and flowering, without the gestation that takes place. Just Bittul Ta Hashem. That's the beginning of Torah and Golus. Do what you have to do. Do what's right. Shachas Mincha Maariv. And that Avodas Eved and Kabbalah Sol is something which is remarkable. Taking into account how we lived and what was going on in our lives, the fact that there was a Kabbalah Sol and there was a Bittul to the Ratzon of Hashem, and through all of those long years, we continued going without the excitement. Think about how it is now. If you're in a shul and the shul doesn't have like all kinds of programs, like you don't have somebody when you come Shabbos, if there's nobody in the lobby like juggling and whatever, making somersaults and saying welcome, you know, they're gonna, why should I have here? It's a boring place. You know how we lived for thousands of years in misery, uvecholzais and with milchamis and tsaris. Nowadays, a person can't get up for daven if his rebbe looked at him the wrong way. He's already not going to yeshiva anymore. And we lived for thousands of years. Mamish tchufim, devuyim, ba'ofer mamish. And we continued on with the Kabbalah's all. There were no big chidushim. And like Chazal tell us, and we see from the Rambam and his Nagdama, that we were forgetting. That's where we had to start writing the Torah Shabbat. We couldn't remember anymore. Because he had such sorrows. We couldn't remember anymore what we were learning. Because how do you remember something when the next day there's a pogrom and you don't have any food on your table? How are you supposed to remember? How are you supposed to remember what you're learning? So all of the years of Golus, there was that Torah at Golus, which was Kabbalah's all and Bittul and Eved. But there's something remarkable about it. There's something very beautiful about it. But that's Torah at Golus. Torah at Yisrael. Which means even before we were able to return in large numbers to our land, this inyan of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, and the Meshash, and the Ramchal, that pituach, the gestation, began towards Mashiach in earnest. And the inyan of Torah Eretz Yisrael is the fulfillment of the promise of the Navi, in Yeshayahu, Perek Samach Aleph, at the end, and continuing on in Samach Beis, the Navi says the following: Lo ye'amer lecha od, lo ye'amer lach od azuva. It will no longer be said of you, you are the forgotten one. Listen carefully. Ula artzech lo ye'amer od shemama. It will no longer be said that your land is the desolate one. As you saw, will no longer be desolate. Kilach yikari cheftziba. Now you will be known as the one in whom I have desire. Ula artzech be'ula. You hear this lashon? Ula artzech be'ula. Means, the way they write it in English is nice. It says, in your land will be inhabited. But be'ula, I don't have to translate, you know what that means, be'ula. That means there'll be an intimacy between, there'll be be'ula, will be married, the land will have children. It means inhabited, but, lamaisa, but it means be'ula means that there'll be a, there'll be some sort of a mating that will take place. Ki chofetz Hashem boch va'artzeich tibo el. Eretz Yisrael is a matzav of bia, bias haaretz, of bi'ila, la'artzeich bi'ula, giving birth. Ki yival bocher besula, the same way that a boch and a besula, they get married, and they go into their room together, that's what it says. Ki yival bocher besula, the way that a boch and a besula, they get married, and there's a ma'isa together, and they have a kid. Yiv aluch bonayich umesois chas makala yosis alayich elokayich. No, it hasn't. The revised, maybe in the next edition, it hasn't been. If Tanakh will be taken out, it can't even translate such a thing. Yiv aluch bonayich umesois chas makala, that there'll be such a thing. And we spoke about this with Rav Kook at the beginning of his Aris of Eretz Yisrael. Yosis alayich elokayich. So Golus, where Golus was this receiving the Zera, but the desert didn't grow. It was the desert in Golus. And we were limited, and our Yiddishkeit was stunted and was limited. It didn't bring to Chidushim. It didn't bring about all of these different Chidushim. That's the Torah of Golus. But the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is that somehow there's this Zivug of the Bochra and the Basula. And there's this excitement, and the koiches atzmim of the nekeva, of the Jew, are invested in that seed, are somehow fertilized, and this fertilization takes place, and then the inyan of Eretz Yisrael is chidush etayra, pnimis etayra, and the zayr and kisferi and the balshem and the gra, like chidush etayra, rosin de rosin, secrets of Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't know. Secrets of Torah. The growing of Torah. What's going on nowadays? This unbelievable growing of Torah that happens. This unbelievable growing of Torah. Next week we'll do the Rishas. There's an interesting exchange of letters in last week's Mishpacha and in this week's Mishpacha that my wife showed me last night. She was catching up on some of the Shabbos reading. In last week's Mishpacha there was a letter. A very hush of a letter that was from a lady. It'll take me a second. I should have brought it to read to you both letters, but there was a lady that was complaining in a very sweet way, and she wrote it very respectfully about how there seems to be something going on that a lot of the guys from yeshiva, like Ben Hazmanim, when they're not learning, they're like drinking, vaping, outrageous vacationing, outrageous eating, not looking in a sefer. And she said, what's the point of all the Torah that these guys are learning? If afterwards it's all, not every, of course, but there's a lot of the stuff going on. What's the point of the learning? So that was the week before. This past Shabbos, there was some very sweet little bacha that wrote back, like he was sort of insulted. And he said, are you saying that there was no importance and that all the Torah that we were learning during the Zman is worthless because we did a little bit, a little vaping, a little drinking, maybe some weed, a little bit surfing, a little bit, and that all of that makes the learning like worthless? So the answer is, no, you idiot, she wasn't saying that. She wasn't saying that the Torah is worthless. It's just like the Rashash is not saying that every moment of Torah that you're spending is worthless. What she was saying is, what this lady was trying to say was, why isn't the Torah that you guys are learning all year taking root in you? Why is that, that you're learning all year and supposedly you're putting in all those hours and poor babies, you have to have your month off vaping and drinking. Poor boys. Like, what is that about? Why isn't the Torah taking root in us? What's going on with us? That's the question of the Rashash. Where's the growth? Where's the change in you? Why aren't you more honest in work? Why is it? My wife was telling me, we were discussing this last night. Yeah, I'm making you miss Marv. I already did. Oh, so my wife said, we were talking about, why is it? Hashem Yirachem, why is it? My wife was telling me that statistics are showing that there's basically the same rate of child molestation in the Orthodox community as in the non-Jewish world. Essentially the same rate of child molestation. How could that be? Because we're talking about the whole, these people going through. How could that be? How could that be? How could it be the Jews are learning Torah and it's not, nothing's growing? What's the matter? Things are supposed to grow. So what the lady was saying in the letter was, listen, boys, I love you, and I respect that you're learning. And that's terrific. But why is it that after you close the Gemara, you're the same yokel as some prostitute guy in Alabama? What is that? What's the matter with you? Where's the gestation? Where's the pruravu? Where's the growth and development? The Torah, in business, at work, where's the elchai? Where's the honesty? What's happening with the Torah that we're learning? There's never been so much Torah that has been learned ever in all of the history of the Jewish people. Where is that going? In terms of Ben Arum L'Chaveiro, like how people talk to each other. And with tzedakah, it's the most unbelievable thing. That's our, like the Tanya says, that there's no question. Tzedakah, that's the saving grace of the last generation before Mashiach comes. That's the Indian, like the Alter Rebbe writes in Tanya, it was a rest tzedakah, smasmich yeshuas. That's the biggest limud zchus that we have now, is the fact that with everything, Jews give unbelievable, unbelievable amount of tzedakah. Chas desha. If not for that, what would be? But when it comes to our growing, to the things that we learn, so you know, what's happening is that the seed is being put into the ground, and nothing seems to, and very little seems to be happening in terms of real development and change. It's not taking root. So either when they're learning, it's not with a kavanah lizroah, which is very 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 prevalent. It's just to show off and to be smart and to get a good shidduch. It's not with a kavanah lizroah. It's not with veikas b'shem. It's not lishma. So yeah, that's one possibility. The other possibility is that, remember, if you put this error into the ground that's not fertile, so what does it mean ground that's not fertile? Guy spends half of his time watching stuff on television or a movie on the internet and all kinds of other things that he's up to, and then during the day he sits and learns. This guy, this. Well, like Rabbi Chaim Vital says, if a person's balkas and a balgaiva, he's not fertile ground for the Torah. The Torah doesn't grow in such a person. The Torah grows in a person who's fertile. It doesn't grow in somebody who's not fertile. So you could plant and could plant bavakamba, bavavasra, you could plant and plant and plant and plant, and the guy's still vaping and drinking. Or he's walking around the chasna swinging his glass of whiskey or wine like he's, I don't know what, like someone thinks he's on a movie set or something, I don't know. You see these guys walking around, these bachim swishing their glasses, like to get a better flavor. Because I asked somebody, "What are you doing that for?" It's going to spill. That's how you make it taste better if you do that. I know that by a glass of soda, it's better not to do that. But these guys, you know, they're shaking, moving around. It has to be in a certain kind of a glass, also. So it's not a plastic cup. So how are you supposed to grow Torah into such a numbskull? It doesn't grow in such a person. The Torah, thousands of hours of learning. That's what the lady is saying. She was asking a good question. She was saying, Bachar, I love you. You're learning. Why are you doing those things if you're learning? How come it's not changing you? Why do you still want to do that stuff? What are you, 18 years old? And that's what you're thinking about? You're hacking about the latest flavor of a vape? I don't know. That's what you do. What's the matter with you? Grow up. What's the Torah doing to you? How come it's not changing you? How come there are no trees and flowers and, like, what are you, the same person you were when you were 10? That's a strong question. And the little boy didn't know what she was talking about. And so he got all upset. He says, "Why are you saying what were you really you're saying it was worthless what I was doing?" She said, "No, honey, it's not worthless. But make yourself into something. Take the Torah that you're learning and to grow something from it. That's the issue. That's all right, to be continued. Is anyone with that?
This idea of a pitfall, that's just that the one approach. Is a different approach as far as applying the Rashash.
Next week we're going to be slow. We're talking about the Kiddush of the Rashash.
How are you?
Thank you.